Apart from that, I wanted to check if there was any issue with the honorable members, I know some of the issues might have been dealt with in the past, or might have been actually might be currently receiving attention in other standing committees. So if that's the case, let's allow the Professor Maloku to tell us that. I don't want us to create a commission whereby we stop members from raising up these arguments. If you want to leave, fine, but then thank you for that explanation. I think it's very, very helpful to me as well. And also, if there are other issues that members want to raise, who knows, maybe some of the others might they have been raised here. They might not even have to come here because we've got full information and we say, no, this is not necessary. But thank you very much for that. And then I want to go to Honorable Ali.
Question?
I have. Okay. Yes, I'll come back to you.
Follow everything. The only thing that we are going to follow becoming where the money is concerned, that meeting their questions or go to the standing committee. Every member is allowed when they table to ask the minister about it. But here let's try to say things that cut up cost that has to do with finance, let's attend to those ones.
But then
can I just clarify, when I talk about the learning cert issue, the question I asked initially was I wanted details of what it was, what the money was. Because depending on, for example, what it was, will direct me of where to go, to whether I go into local government committee or if I can go to finance or if I do bring it before the program, for example. Because also, for example, when in a situation where it's fraud, we might end up there. Or if there's a situation that's operational, I'll go up already in that local government. Or, you know, so it's depending on the details of the finances. I'm talking about the money part of it. That's the details I'm looking for. And Honorable Mateko correctly contextualized that in terms of wanting the predicting of all of the transfers, the grants, and how it happens, the procedures, and stuff like that.
Corporate development, difficult for us to bring us in dealing with unhappiness without unhappiness. But what I'm saying is that I like you that the definitely issue of transfer of Christ. Don't give us a clear picture because it's really matters that we are given by us as a couple. Because everybody can know why and how it was included. And I want us to leave that one as that issues from my side that I want us to just look into. I don't know how we are going to do it because I think the members of the audit committee raised an issue. I think we are going to was talking about the issue of ethics, you know, and the training of ethics. It's something, the difference between ethics and moral. Ethics is about you, the individual. Whereas moral is a societal issue, is what the society expects you to be. Ethics is about you, the person. Yeah, it's about you, the person. So ethics is something we must look at how we are going to capacitate ourselves as a community on the issues of ethics. Because I think it must start with us, and then the others will follow on our example with the season. So I don't know how we are going to deal with that. But then, of course, this is not the last time where we allow members to raise other issues. Other issues, when we come to the community, the procedural officer is always there, raising the team, and also with me as well. We look at them, we process them, and then interacting in consultation with you, we say, well, we think this one will take, and this one will not take, go through some problems either by other committees or participants. And I want us now to move to the middle of the item, which is the copy of the tax COPEC conference. It's not November, but it's September. I think there is an invitation there, and I think the part of the reason for the invitation is because we are a member of that.
The Public Council of People belong to a body that's called APEC, the Association of Public Council of People. That is an ethical national body of all of the public councilmen of all of the leaders of land in the city. And they meet quarterly. And that is basically attended by the chairperson and the two members of the Public Council Committee. And then they will attend the APEC forum on a quarterly basis, and then in the report back to the committee. Basically, what we're talking about is basically it's basically matters which affect APEC through auditor general point of view, matters that the auditor general picks up on a quarterly basis nationally that he wants it to be decentralized in each province, and hence that engagement on a quarterly basis. Then you get SACOPAC members. SACOPAC is a SADC version of all of the public accounts committees. That usually happens. Based on historical experience, chairperson, this normally happens in each September. Normally the first or the second week of September annually. However, there was no SACOPAC chairperson conferences for the last 2 years chairperson due to the fact that there was a migration from the auditor general, because they were the secretariat for APEC and SACOPAC, and then there was a movement towards the speaker forum, so we didn't have that engagement of APEC at the SACOPAC level. But now, according to just what I can gather, that there is now some stability in the migration. So they have come the SACOPAC invitation again for this year, September. It was supposed to be the first week, but then they sent us another communique, which has been communicated to the chairperson for the second week from the 9th to the 14th of September. And here at this forum, But where we can draw from these solutions more than implement in our committee program papers, then we will report back to SAT or back through APAC on what each legislature has done to actually speak to those resolutions, those operational resolutions, Chairperson. So, Chairperson, normally what happens, Chairperson just needs to sit in front of the committee for the committee to make a resolution. If the committee is in accordance with our own agreement of attending this meeting or not, it needs to be put in the draft minutes, and then the draft minutes forms the basis whereby we will then make it the committee's agreement. We will forward those draft minutes by early next week to our international corporations officer, and then they will start making the logistical arrangements for the members to attend, for the government to attend this conference, Chairperson. If not, well, then it's taking the minutes as well, but the committee will have to mount now make a resolution which will fit in the minutes if the committee will attend or not, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. I think it is really important for us to be part of this organization, and being part of this organization means that we also attend and make sure that we hear the best practices from the other bodies.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's not related to the proposal on sufficient clarity. Do I have it? Yes. Now, in terms of the resolutions that the procedure officer referred to earlier, to what extent are the resolutions binding on us as a parliament? Do we have any, is it just for persuasive purposes, or can we, you know, use whatever we think is applicable to us, and are we kept accountable for being part to resolutions? Because obviously we'll go before plenary, and everybody will have to agree or not to agree. How binding is it on us?
Of our binding things. I didn't want to answer on that question because what we have put back to APEC, we have put two sets of tech in the past years that have been satisfied with it. So there has not been any issues from raising five sets of tech for WCPT where they've raised matters of finding that no deadline has been on that they've come online. So we have said, as I said, Chairperson, we will see what is operational for WCPP in the province of the site, and then operationalize that in the committee program and then in the
protection. We agree with the proposal to attend the conference. Thank you. time.
Populate all of these resolutions and say, I can make them come to program. So that's in normal. for the committee, because as directed by the members, the committee deals with capital matters. So we are not at the normal standing committee that actually does live programs and live annual performance targets and indicators. We look at what has been spent. So we always, as the public accounts committee said, we will always look backwards. So this is one mechanism that has been developed to actually let the committee work throughout the year. Otherwise, if we don't do this, it's really not going to be a lot of work for the committee. Then we have questions. Yes, then we have questions from the AG, like why hasn't the committee made that? Why aren't you guys reporting to us? Because we've got to put now to the AG that's implementing this in the culture. We're now for the last 2 months we've been reporting to the AG as well on our activities. And Chairperson, the public accounts committee used to meet every Wednesday, each Wednesday, but now we're meeting on Fridays. But now we must also because there's other committees that also meet on a Friday, so we have to strategically plan our slots for the next few weeks, Chairperson. So just to give the members just an overall background on where we stand now as a committee chairperson, etc. So that's a new slot that's been assigned to the public accounts committee that will meet on a Friday morning, or on a Friday. And then through the chairperson through standing 77, we have the power then to say, okay, on which date on a Friday do we need chairperson? So now please look out and then let's check.
Thank you very much for that information. So taking note of the program, we amend as and when it's necessary, as and when it doesn't go. The next item is with the minutes.
Just a note, once the necessary adjustment is made, we will be notified.
Yes, sir.
About such a thing.
Thank you. Very transparent.
Yeah, great.
Then the next item is the minutes.
I propose that we accept the Madam Chair.
Second, Honourable Mr. Smart. That's it for the end of the meeting. Thank you very much. The meeting is done. Thank you very much.
Hi, Honor. Good day. Are you well? I'm fine. This is the
first time.